Body part you wash first says a lot about you. We'll race through these. Face, people who wash their faces first in the shower love money. They can also struggle to get along with others. Shoulders. If you're a shoulders person, you wash that first. It's believed those who scrub their shoulders right away tend to carry the world on their shoulders.
Oh, yeah. You don't believe that?
Describing their devotion, these people don't stop what they're doing until they're completely drained. You shoulder washes. You need an off switch. Armpits.
This is me.
If you're doing the pits first, the lifestyle expert said doing this means you're a very reliable and attentive person. No, you barely listen to me at the best of times. She claimed, however, that you may come off as a bit naive and can lack confidence. That's weird. Chest. People that are going straight to the chest. They're honest and loyal people. They tend to wash their chest first. Unfortunately, these people are usually pretty stressed out. That's not great.
No, that's not me either.
Hair.
Yeah, okay. No, I didn't think about that.
You're a hopeless romantic.
Oh, you do the hair first, don't you?
No. Well, I'll get to me in a sec. You're often immersed in your thoughts. If you're doing your hair, you could be temperamental, intellectual, or an artist. Don't mind it. If you do any body parts, you're probably very adventurous. You undoubtedly have a very humble personality, apparent random washes every one of you. I'll tell you the thing for me is there's only parts of my body that I always actually soap up. Like my legs and arms, I'm not always putting soap on them. So I'm not always washing all over my body. I'm only always doing pits or bits, and the rest are like special events. Do you know? But they're like, they can be like once or twice a week. I'm not always soaping up because I don't do outside work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's not like you're a tradie and you're coming home, you know, sweating and dirty and
Oh, I've got to get those forearms washed. What for? What's on there? Absolutely nothing.
Now, people are sharing what they wash first on our Facebook page. Some people are just writing, you know, instead of private bits, they're just writing.
They're naming them.
Come on, guys.
It's a real great move, you grub.
Now, Tamira, this is the one I'm going to read out. She goes, this is going to sound kind of weird, but I actually have different loafers for majority of body parts. I have one just for my feet. I have one just for my arms, my back, my bum, my privates, and torso. She has different loafers for each part of her body. They are labelled and in the shower up high so her kids don't get them down. And that's how she washes every time she has a shower, gets the loafer for that part of the body. Because someone said on there, what about people that are washing their privates and going up and washing their face with their washers or their loafers?
Just rinse them out.
Yeah. Well, this Tamira has different labeled ones.
But by that thing, like, oh, if that touches that, no one would ever keep a tea towel.
Oh, God, no, it touches everything.
Do you know, wipes that, it wipes this, wipe that. Like, if you're going to use that rule, I kind of don't mind it, but if you're going to use that rule, then you may as well do that for everything. And if you're going to do that for everything, your life is going to be a nightmare. Imagine, like, before you have a single loafer, a single cleaning device in the shower, the person you're with is already lumping it up with seven different ones. It's like living with a shower hoarder. Yeah. You're walking in there, your face has been smashed by the loafers.
Bring that up. Next one.
It's like going through the car wash and all you're trying to do is have a shower.